On this episode, 12 Traits of the Unstoppable Man, number 5, Continual Improvement.
This is the Holistic Alpha Male Optimization Podcast, where we help you unleash your true power as a man.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. I'm Stephen Mathis. Thanks for being here. So today we continue our series on 12 Traits of the Unstoppable Man. To recap, the first 4 of these were ownership, leadership, opinion armor, and emotional intelligence. So you can scroll back in the archives. Those took place over October 5th to December 23rd. Today we're on number 5, and that is continual improvement. We need to recognize that we are never staying the same. We're never staying the same physically. We're never staying the same mentally. We're either getting better or worse. And that's a fundamental truth that applies to every aspect of life. Nothing's staying the same. Things are constantly changing, and that applies to us as well. And it applies very specifically in the sense that we are either getting better or worse. We're getting better or worse in terms of our intelligence, our awareness, our growing through emotional patterns. We're either getting more stuck in negative emotional patterns, or we're breaking free of them. We're getting physically stronger or weaker. We're getting leaner or fatter. Every day, we're going one direction or the other. And if we are going to become the best version of ourselves, and if we're going to really create what we desire and envision for our lives and the things that we have access to and influence over in the world, if we're going to create that, we're going to need to be on a path of improvement. We know that only improvement will get us there. And again, the critical thing is that we're always either getting better or getting worse. So we need to make sure we stack as many days as possible where we're getting better. That's how we make major transformational changes. They don't happen in big steps. They happen in a lot of little steps in the right direction, done over and over and over again. I.e., they happen primarily in our habits. There's nothing that influences our getting better or worse as a man, as a person, as a father, as a businessman, as a friend, as a partner, as a husband. There's nothing that influences all of those things more than the habits, the things that we do every single day. That is what really shapes who we are, largely. The 80-20 principle, which you may or may not be familiar with, we've mentioned it a couple times here, basically says that 80% of the results come from 20% of the things. That applies to our life. It's the 20% that we do every single day that actually generates 80% of our results in the long run. And that applies both on the negative side, where we get worse, we get more unhealthy, we get more unhappy. All those things trend that direction. And it also applies on the positive side. The more days that we can stack in a positive direction, it builds. And that is where we find transformational change that really changes how our life feels and the experience that it is to be you. So there are lots of ways that you can ensure that you are continually improving. Doing things like periodic reviews, looking back at the last week and doing a week in review, doing a month in review, doing a year in review, looking at where you came up short, what you did well. At the end of the day, looking at what you did well, where you came up short for that day, and what you can learn going into the next day. Journaling, meditating, lots of ways to improve and be on a path of continual improvement. In addition to, of course, the specifics of each aspect of your life, your health, your abilities, your skills. But I want you to focus primarily on one system that will help bring that into a clear picture that you can really have as a foundation. And that is, have a system where you track daily habits, where you have decided, these are the habits that I'm going to be implementing in my life right now that are maybe not yet an absolute part of who I am, where they're automatic. But I know that these are the habits that will take me on that path of continual improvement. And some of those habits might be in your personal life, they might be in your mental health, in your physical health, in your sexual health. But the important part is to have a system and to track those habits. And then over the months and the years and the decades, the habits that you're tracking will change. They may change over a shorter period of time. In the spring, you might be tracking one thing. In the summer, you're tracking something entirely different, especially when it comes to physical fitness and movement, because that you might be tracking different specific things. Even health, as you tweak different things and try different adjustments in your life and your routines and how you're taking care of yourself, you might be tracking different habits. The important part is the system, so that if you are in the habit of tracking habits, if you have a system that you use over months and years and decades, then you can keep upgrading which habits you're tracking. And you can keep upgrading your habits step by step by step. Add the ones that you need to implement in your life or that you want to test. As it has been on there long enough where it truly becomes a part of who you are and it's no longer a question of whether or not it's going to happen, you can drop those things off or you can continue to track it. But having a system where you know at the beginning of every day that you're going to, at some point during that day, you're going to go into that system and check off the habits that you're tracking. It's one of the most fundamental ways that you are continually improving. It is a huge part or definitely a key of something that I always do with clients that I get friends going on. I got my kids tracking habits because it makes a huge difference and it gives us a lot of clarity so that as we go into each day, we know these are the things that I specifically need to knock out today so that I know that I'm getting better, that I'm on a path of improvement in the areas of my life where that matters to me. So track habits. There's a number of apps that do this. One of my favorites that I would recommend checking out is called Habit Share. It works very well. It's very simple. I think you'll like it. It's completely free. Just one of those cool apps that's out there. But there's lots of apps that track this. Or maybe you want to do it with pen and paper every day. That's fine. And you write it down every single day. You write down what your habits are going to be for the next day. I like technology in this case because then you can look at things like your streak, how many days in a row you've hit it. You can look at the percentage of the time that you've hit it over the last week or month. So track habits, set up a system, whatever it is. And I guarantee if you implement this as a daily part of your life where you are continually adjusting and deciding with intention and awareness what your habits are going to be, and you track those day to day, you're going to continually get better. And that's where it's at, because the path between you and what you really envision for what you can be, what you can create, what you can experience, the path between here and there is laid with bricks of continual improvement. So implement that system, start tracking your daily habits, be on a path of continually improving them, evaluating them. Those habits will build you. You will be on a continual improvement path and you will continually be getting better and better instead of getting worse. And that will enable you and empower you to create the version of you and the life and the experiences that you want to create. So keep working on your habits, keep building, keep stacking wins. Send you guys all my best. Be disciplined, go out, kick ass. Be open-minded, and we'll talk to you on the next episode.